Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Isn't Locke around the barn these days? Too bad he couldn't talk to Jay about how COVID impacted the saddlebred industry.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
If Weinberg lies, people will die, Rick. You understand?
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I called it all week long. I get to take the victory lap on that. Can you name the Derby winner?
I forget it right now, top of my head. But no, but like,
who won the Derby, Perrin? Come on!
But no, hear me out when I say this. I forget the name of the horse at the moment right now. But when we were on the backside, I remember vividly on that Monday.
Yes,
Clint talking about you can't count out Baffert.
No, that was me.
No, he said it too.
His pick was Known Agenda. My pick all week was Medina Spirit.
No, that's
the name of the winner, by the way.
We're running on time today. It's 4:56. It's the 5 o'clock hour. You know it is. It's presented by Cox's Spirit Shop and Evergreen Liquors. They've been in the market now for more than 25 years, and you know they got you covered. Hopefully you took advantage of the Pappy drawing before Derby. Hopefully you took advantage of the buy one, get one on premium cigars before that was done. A great, great Derby weekend. And now as we recover, go get those spirits. Go get that wine, that beer, premium cigars. They got you covered in those two Evergreen Liquors locations. The absolute best craft beer selection in the area. Cox'sLouisville.com. And they are delivering. It's Cox's Spirit Shop and Evergreen Liquors. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. We're having Louis Rabot on. Louis, good afternoon. I say we're having Louis Rabot on, and that's like, you know, John Calipari in the horse racing business, you know, when you have him on, which means you're past your prime and you're flailing. That's what it means now. But you heard him on ESPN 680 over the weekend with the horse racing happy hour. They got the podcast and they're locked and loaded. And you gave me a free hat and you know about the Derby and you're fun and we like you. So, Louie, good afternoon.
Andy, how are you, man? I'm deep in it. Every day, you know, every Sunday after the Derby, I start a 2-day liquid cleanse. And so I am deep in Monday after Derby, end of 2-day liquid cleanse. Yeah, oh yeah.
So how's that going?
I'm actually pretty good at the cleanse at this point, not going to lie. But it's also just because I'm not so good at not doing terrible things to myself during these horse racing weekends.
How did you make out this weekend? Gambling-wise, how did you do?
So it was interesting. So Saturday, I do a lot of work, over the spring about the Oaks. And I hit the $230 trifecta on the Oaks, like just crushed it. And I had the top horse and the whole thing, and that was great. So I had a great Friday. Saturday comes around. Megan Devine, my co-host, gets engaged in the morning. It ends up on NBC TV.
Yeah, but by the way, Luke, can I pause you? I mean, come on.
It's enough, right? I mean, it's enough.
I mean, it is enough. She has to work that entire day. I don't know anything about her now husband, but if you get engaged at the Bengals game, you're not playing quarterback for the Bengals. She gets engaged at what, 9, 10 o'clock, whenever it was in the morning, but then she's got to work all day.
She gets engaged at 10. She has to do NBC stuff for 2 hours immediately after that. She jumped on with us. She's supposed to be coaching about horses. And then she's done with us and has to go take photos on the track, literally in the dirt, for like 3 hours after she's on with us. I don't know how she did it. Yeah, I'm not joking.
So she got engaged. So there you go.
She gets engaged. It was Mike Gandolfo's 30th Derby. His son was there for the first time. So there was all this stuff on Saturday. And I only lost $50 on Saturday, which I consider a massive Derby win.
Mitch hates you right now. Mitch is not that he would have taken your picks anyway. If you'd have said, I got the trifecta for you. I got the try. He would not have done it. He would have pivoted the other way and taken the 9 horse or something like that.
I listened this weekend. I just, you know, made some adjustments and those adjustments were wrong.
He can't do it. He just can't do it. Well, Locke blamed Baffert. He's like, you know, I had it nailed, but Baffert talked his horse down. Like, all right, so it's Baffert's fault. You're right, it is Baffert's fault. What about Baffert? He wins again. I mean, come on. What are we doing here? I mean, these other guys got to be pissed off. What are we doing here? He brings this horse and balls out. What are we doing here? Come on.
So you're not wrong. Actually, Locke's not wrong. So what's interesting is usually if you ask Baffert a question and he doesn't want to talk about it, he'll just pivot and talk about something else. He's like Cal, totally in that way. In other words, he told us how great his horses on the undercard were, and he was right. So Jameen wins. His wife's horse wins the turf race, you know, three races before the Derby, the whole thing. But he would not talk about Medina Spirit. So I think even this one, I mean, either he was totally sandbagging, which is probably the case, or he really didn't think Medina Spirit was going to jump up and win this race. Now, to be fair, it has been a trend now in the Derby. Just get out front and go.
Why is that?
You know, in a 20-horse field, if you get caught in traffic, you're done.
Right.
We saw that with Rock Your World, for example, this week. There's a great picture of his jockey not even having his feet in the actual, in the actual iron.
Yeah, how does that happen? They change jockeys there. How does that, I don't know, how does that happen? You rarely see that.
There's a starter in the gate with them, right? And so in the U.S. we do this. We have an actual person holding the horse's reins in the front to stop it from flailing side to side. Sometimes you bump the person, sometimes you bump the gate. And with the new Kentucky Derby gate that's 20 spaces wide, it's actually a thinner gate. It was made in Australia. In Australia, they don't actually have people standing in the gate with the horses. And so I think there's a real possibility if they ever get an interview with him. Yeah, my foot hit the starter, the guy standing to my left and in front of me on the way out. I lost the footing. My horse got hit by one other person and we were done. That's my guess for that horse.
Huh. All right. Well, there we go. Did you think... Medina?
I think it's Medina.
Did you think Medina Spirit was going to hang on there at the end?
No. So, like everyone else in that building, I literally just played a $12 total bet, $1 pick four going into that last race. I had hit the first three legs with pretty obvious picks, and I had Essential Quality in the horse, of course, that had a jockey whose feet were flailing. And I saw Essential Quality coming up on the outside, and I thought, oh, this is great. I'm good to go. But I also thought that last year with Tis the Law, who was coming up next Authentic, who was Baffert's trainee and just took off again. And then, of course, Essential Quality is coming up on the side of the Baffert trainee this year, and he just took off. So that's how it goes. There you go. Bob Baffert.
Louis Rabot with us here. I will give you his Twitter, but I mean, just look at my Twitter and you can find it that way. I'm not going to spell out R A B A U T. UT. No guy
cares.
Driving around.
No one cares.
Nobody cares. You had a piece up there at the LA Times. You do a lot of work. Like, you're legit. I mean, that's why we only have the most legit people on here. As you know, we're very serious sports talk radio. What did you make? I kind of did a little mini rant today about just, the masking, lack thereof, and how I think it can translate or should translate to pretty much the rest of the city and state, quite frankly.
I'm like Strebel, except I have one more kid, more jobs, and I actually write for reputable places. And so what I wrote about today was...
But he's got better hair. He's got better hair.
Oh, there's no question. I have hair. I'm a very Germanic, balding... Yeah, it's not good. So with the Derby, obviously, Baffert's going to get the storyline. He should. It breaks, you know, Ben Jones's record from the 50s. And, you know, he wins the 7th Derby. I get it. All that's fine. But I wrote in the LA Times that this was the figurative and literal unmasking of America, because it is very easy to look at the Kentucky Derby and say, and I looked at Twitter to find this, ha-ha, look at them. They're not masking. Look at those hicks in Kentucky. Yeah. And you were right, by the way, earlier. I think Bashir knows, and by the way, this you can tell, he never comes on local media. He does CNN. He does MSNBC. That guy's running for vice president. He's running for president, right? He knows he's waning in popularity in this state. He's got to put the mask on. What does everyone do? They boo her, right? And he's roundly booed. So to me, the story of the weekend is more people watch the Derby than the Oscars, than the NFL draft, in the last round of the Masters. Think about that.
Yeah.
And I think there was curiosity about what it was going to look like at the Derby. No one, I mean, to be fair, people in the South care about the Alabama spring football game, which had 47,000 people. But more people care about the Derby with 51,000 people.
Sure,
right?
Sure.
And to me, this was... And look, I talked to people from Detroit, Chicago, L.A., Miami, you know, New York. The Derby was the Derby this year. People were in from all over. And none of them were wearing masks. And I mean none of them. And so this was absolutely a referendum on masking. And I think that you're seeing America say, look, we're ready for events again. We're ready for sports again.
Yep.
And when I'm there, by the way, and if I'm outside, I'm not putting a damn mask on.
Yeah, I'll talk about that as we go. One last one. Louis Rabeau with us. Ooh, how does this all set up, do you think, for the Preakness in a couple weeks?
So I'll be at Pimlico next week. I love this trip. Andy was asking me why the bleep I would ever go to Baltimore. Well, I'm a son of Detroit, and Baltimore is just Detroit with a harbor. It's delightful. I think it sets up really well. So we found out today, actually, that Baffert is going to run Concert Tour, who was his hot three-year-old, going into the Arkansas Derby. Rough trip there. Didn't look great. Feels like he's doing less. I thought he was not going to run him at Pimlico because I assumed he would not want his two horses to go head-to-head that way. Well, he knows a lot more than me, so he's going to run both of them. That sets up a very cool rematch there. There are also some shooters that are going to come in that are going to be interesting. A horse named Ron Bauer who won out in California. I apologize for saying that during the 5 o'clock hour of Drive Time Radio. And then I do think you'll get – all right, in the weeds real quick. The Federico Tessio is the prep in Maryland for the Preakness, and it is a terrific predictor of who will not win the Preakness. However, because Laurel Park, where they run most of their races, is all screwed up on their track, they moved to Pimlico earlier than usual. So the winner of that race actually won at Pimlico rather than at a different track. I'm going to go a little bit early and check those horses out. I'm interested to see if the winner of the Federico Tessio translates well to Pimlico. So
look at you. Look at you. That's what we're talking about, Mitch. That's how you do sports talk radio. Texas says, was Pat 40 wearing a mask? Well, I don't know if Louie knows that. We'll have to get a report on that at another time. Louie, my friend, thank you for the hat. We'll talk down the line. I'm sure we'll do something programming-wise whenever that race, when's it, in 2 weeks, happens there at Pimlico. Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it.
All right, Eddie. See
ya. All right, there we go. Louis Rabeau, there you go. Gave you some horse racing on a Monday.
I also bet the horse that was flailing right out of the gate. So I understand Louis' pain in that sentiment.
No, you don't. He hit the try in the Oaks.
I know. I even did the Twin Spires promo, the $10 I put on Mandaloon, and somehow that I'm so tragically bad at it, and I'll get suckered.
You're not good at gambling,
Mitch. Horse racing's really bad.
You just won't admit that you're a bad gambler. We don't have anything else to. You got all of that out of your system, right? Your tragic weekend, or did you lose bets that we haven't even talked about yet?
No, I mean, I honestly didn't have anything else besides the horse racing. It was just, I checked my bank account today. Just the Twin Spires deposits. There's like four or five of them.
Texas says Baffert's a warlock. You don't know how many goats were sacrificed for the 7 victories. Texas.
We got to talk about our guy Bozich, too. Bozich, the star.
Bozich won the Derby. Baffert's walking with his wife and the crew, and Bozich is stalking him, and Bozich can't hide either.
No, he's a big guy.
Yeah, Bozich is like 6'4", whatever he is, right? And he's Bozich. Bozich sticks out. He does. And he's there, trying to get video, trying to get quotes. Just doing like he was doing journalism.
He's bumping Kenny Rice out the way. He's like, damn it, this is going to go on WDRB first.
Bozich, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
You want to know how you do it? Bozich doesn't go to Steinmart, number one. And number two, he's doing journalism. He was right. I mean, our guy Bozich was right in
It put me. He was.
Texas says, Mitch, I love that it kills you knowing IU has surpassed Louisville in both football and basketball at this point. Your gambling habits match your fandom. Nothing but losing. At least you're consistent.
How can you surpass Louisville when you don't have any postseason wins in the past half decade?
Are we talking basketball?
And football.
Basketball.
Indiana basketball hasn't won a damn tournament game in how long? Indiana football hasn't won a bowl game in 30 years?
The point would be that's the past. That you're living in the past, not the present nor the future. That would be the argument there.
I know, but this text is saying that IU is past Louisville. Win something that's a meaningful game first before you pass in anything.
Texas says enough horse racing. All right, there we go.
Did for 5 minutes.
We did do 5 minutes of horse racing talk. What else do you want from me? I actually gave you Baffert. We didn't play any of that damn sound.
I know.
We didn't play any of that sound, well, did we, when I gave you Baffert as the winner?
We playing the Diener meltdown.
Oh, well, I don't know. Does Diener not want us to play the meltdown? What do we do? What do we do? Don't look at me, because I don't know what to do.
I haven't been told yes or no either way.
Let's start from the beginning. Here's what happened. Diener all week went Medina Spirit, right? Like, very... like, rather forceful.
Right.
Okay?
It's like, if you're giving me Baffert at these odds, like...
like, I'm going to roll with Baffert in these odds. Which, by the way, is the only way I made money to come out even in my Twin Spires account was to win some on Medina Spirit.
And again,
and
it was,
lose everything else. It was everything.
It was the one horse I did not bet to win.
Yeah, there you go.
The horse that was flailing, the Mandaloon who finished second, the horse that finished third. The bet all those to win, well, but not Medina Spirit.
My wife bet Soup and Sandwich.
Oh, that was the one that finished dead last, wasn't it?
So I don't know what we do here. We need to we're going to have a conference tomorrow about this. How does that sound, Mitch? A video conference? You want to do a Zoom?
About this Diener sound?
Yeah, I don't know what to do. So Diener last week was all in on Medina Spirit. And then Thursday, his last day, we play the best of on Friday. On Thursday, Chad Brown comes over, Essential Quality and... Brad Cox. You want to say Chad Brown? Yeah. Who the hell is Chad Brown?
I don't know. I have no idea which horse he trained.
Listen, I'm shooting from the hip here, okay? Brad Cox comes over. Thank you for that save.
No problem.
And sells Essential Quality in such a way that Diener buys in. Right? And Diener buys in.
Right.
And in a moment of passion, in a moment where it's this great week, Diener takes a Essential Quality and gives you Medina Spirit second. Right? And now here's behind the scenes what I don't know. Because I got blamed for this. Process found the sound and actually played it this morning. Diener this morning opened with, I gave you the winner. It's a great feeling. It never happens in sports. Like, it never happens in sports talk radio. I'm going to come out here and, you know, if I pick Louisville football to go 5-7, every jackass is going to crush me, right? If I pick him to go 8-4, everyone's going to crush me there. There's going to be another group of people. So Diener gives you the winner all week. He has a moment of passion where he cheats on Medina Spirit, okay? He cheats on it. To him, right? He cheats on him. And all morning he's like, yeah, I gave you the winner. Process, who has no courage. Mitch, you know he's got no courage on these sorts of things.
No.
He's gun-shy. He plays the sound. He plays the sound of Diener giving you Essential Quality. And then chaos ensues. Mitch doesn't want anything to do with this. He's staying far away.
No, I want to play it, but if we're told not to play it, then I'm not going to play it. I just, like I said, I'm just a button pusher.
Well, I don't know what to do either. And then a texter says, I can't wait to hear Big Rig's takes on Jack Harlow. And then we have the whole Jack Harlow thing, which no show have we.
Can we play that sound at least? Can we play the Diener Jack Harlow?
And I haven't heard this. He didn't know about the Jack Harlow stuff.
No, of course
not. So Jack Harlow was in the club. And, I mean, his DJ was involved. This is what we know. And I'm very scared because I don't know what's on World Star Hip Hop.
The only report is TMZ.
But everything else is just internet fodder.
Oh, yeah.
With like, hey, there's a guy from the streets who wants Jack Harlow. Like, how does Terry Miners report that news? Like, what are we supposed
to
do?
How does John Bull investigate that?
But it was randomly Dwayne Lucas, and I go, where's Jack Harlow?
And my immediate thought was...
and he might be in Miami hiding. I don't know.
Yeah, so I did not know about the club situation. So when they're like, all right, so they play the jockey promo with What's Poppin'. I was like, all right, here goes Jack Harlow, and it's Dwayne Lucas.
Who's the opposite of What's Poppin'?
Yes.
But like, do people watching the Kentucky Derby know more... do they know Dwayne Lucas or Jack Harlow more? Would be my question.
The people who watch what?
Because the people that are watching the Derby, who do they know, like, the larger percentage?
Oh, I
do
think...
Do they know Dwayne Lucas?
No, I think it's Jack Harlow.
Oh, see, I think
there's
the
a
opposite.
Lot more casual viewers that watch the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, but, like,
Derby
my dad's watching. He doesn't know. I mean, like, your boy, Sean. Your stepfather, I don't know. Are they married? I don't know. Step-boyfriend? I don't know. Sean. He doesn't know who Jack Harlow is. He's got a better chance... Maybe Dwayne Lucas.
No, he has no clue.
He's a bad example.
He has no clue on either. But I see Dwayne Lucas, and my immediate thought is, my gosh.
Yeah,
Harlow
happened?
Got way too sauced at the Derby.
That's
and he's
what
like,
everyone thought.
And he's like, and so that's what was floating around. And then that TMZ report or whatever comes out, and it's like, oh, that's the real reason why he wasn't there. So let's play this theme.
All right, go ahead.
By the way, bleep Jack Harlow for getting too drunk and not being able to do Riders Up. To hell with him.
Is that what happened?
That's the story going around. He was there Friday. He said, I'm coming even harder tomorrow. And they find out an hour before Riders Up, they got to go scramble to get Dwayne Lucas.
I thought it was something else. I thought
every story I've heard is he was too smashed to be able to come out and do it.
Well, his DJ was involved in an incident at a nightclub.
Oh, really? Okay.
Somebody, so
well, then he needs to get ahead of the story. Because that's all the stories going around, that he got too hammered to go do it.
Yeah, but here's the thing. How hammered do you... Can't you be hammered doing it? Don't you just go, gentlemen, Riders Up? Isn't that all you do? Like, you're not doing an interview or anything. Mike Tirico's not going live with Jack Harlow to get his thoughts on essential qualities pedigree to go a mile and a half on the first Saturday in May. What are we doing? And who did they even try to pivot to? Because they ended up with old man Dwayne Lucas. And I want to know where the scramble went, because you knew Brady wasn't going to do it, and you knew Aaron Rodgers wasn't going
to
do it.
That's what I can't wait to talk stars. With Aaron Rodgers on Friday. Because if that's right, if Jack Harlow's team or whatever.
Oh, I believe
him. Yeah, I believe it too. Let Churchill Downs know an hour before it was supposed to happen, hey, we're not doing this. I can't imagine like the scramble mode that ensued.
But but on a normal Derby, they have a bunch of. The problem is you got to leave the box you're in, and you got to go all the way down to the paddock.
Yeah. Tom Brady's not doing that. Aaron Rodgers especially didn't want to do any
media.
No,
which I'm with him. Like, I don't know what other big wigs were there. Honestly,
Ted Cruz was there.
Ted Cruz. That would be great. NBC knew they had to stay away from that. He would have done it. Cruz would have done it. He would have had no problem doing it. Texas says, picking a trainer is not handicapping, and it's not skill. I don't know if handicapping is skill.
Don't ask
me. Mile and a fourth, sorry. Texas says, play the Stormy Daniels sound.
All right, I'll find it.
Texas says, Jack Harlow wasn't even at Derby. People just telling Diener made up BS. Well, everyone thought that. Yes, I'm sorry. You're a horse racing fraud. The Derby is not a mile and a half more. I'm sorry. I misspoke. I never said I was an expert on the Kentucky Derby. Even though I gave you the winner. How you like that? Texas says it's not a mile and a half. Thank you for that. Texas says I listen every day and I have no idea who Dwayne Lucas is. Texas says Harlow's camp probably told him he was too smashed to do it because that's a better story than his DJ. I don't even know what's even going on with the DJ.
I don't know
what to say there. Yeah, I have to be honest. I have no idea what to say.
I'm scared of the story. I was just threw such a curveball when Dwayne Lucas was on my screen. I was like, what? Like, I just need what's happening with Jack Harlow right now? That was my number one priority. Well, I didn't even care who won. Like, I just need to know the story with Jack Harlow.
Well, how does Strieble react to any of this? Because hates Harlow.
Oh, he's going to crush
him.
But there was a
murder.
I know.
Jack Harlow didn't do it.
No.
But there was a murder.
It was associated with the...
I don't even know the story. Texas says it's not handicapping picking Giacomo because it's your nephew's nickname. Yes. Texas says should have had Mitch's guy Dave Portnoy announce Riders Up. He was there.
Was he?
Big Easy got his picture taken with him a couple years ago.
I don't know if he was at this past one. I have no idea.
Oh, I think he was. Yeah. Texas says, was that a Jim Rome paper crumple in the background? It was. And I don't think Mitch knows what that is. What other sound do we want to play here?
Here's the Stormy Daniels sound.
All right.
Derby Day Riders Up is still to be announced, but on
Stormy Daniels.
No, oh, come on, man.
I mean, what do we want to do with Nick? I mean, how did you cut the Nick Valvano pooped his pants on Oaks. When do I talk about that in the 5 o'clock hour? What do I do with that? We did 2 hours of serious sports talk radio.
Let's just play it.
How long is this
it's
sound?
It's like a minute.
Is this this is Nick Val? Okay, let me give you a backstory.
Yeah, and we'll take a break. A little bit of context.
We'll take a break. I have NFL draft thoughts. I gave you my thoughts on Bashir and everything. I want to get to that. And Kentucky basketball is a mess. Cat's Paws is reporting that Shin Colbin has told people there in Illinois that he's leaving and going to Kentucky. And that would be John Calipari robbing Brad Underwood. He mugged him. John Calipari, I am reporting exclusively here for ESPN Louisville, mugged. Quite frankly, he mugged him. He robbed him at gunpoint. That's what he did. Dexter says, Jack Harlow is my friend's dad's name. That's fantastic. It really is. And by the way, I agree with this, Dexter. You acting like you don't know if Portnoy's there. I mean, come on.
I really don't. I don't follow him on any social media, so I have no idea if he was
or not.
Put
it up at ESPN 680. Who would you rather have do Riders Up, Ted Cruz or Dave Portnoy? I think that would be a fun one that we could have some fun with. We can do that in a second. Do you want to play this sound then? All right, go ahead. Fire her up.
Unfortunately, as I'm leaving the studio, my stomach starts to hurt. And while I only live 5 minutes away, my stomach and my body, which said that, hey, jackass, you basically woke us from, a sound sleep after working a very, very long day an 18-hour day, basically, at the studio and the restaurant. You woke us from a sound sleep. You basically, put a ton of adrenaline into us. We're kind of mad at you. And now there's nothing in your stomach but some decaf coffee. So guess what, jackass? You have 30 seconds to get home. And I'll just say your boy did not make it home in 30 seconds. So, the story started as me almost sleeping through a Tirico interview and ended with me pooping my pants. So, there
ladies
you go.
And gentlemen, the magic of radio. Thank you so much.
Yep. So there you go. Crap my pants on Oak say.
So what do we do with that? I mean, what do we do with that?
It's just...
I mean, Nick has consistently had a girlfriend. Like, since I've known him. He's been single like a month since I've known him. And this...
I don't understand. What am I doing wrong?
It's a great question.
Stone cold sober. 10 a.m. Just crapping yourself.
In a car. Yeah, in your car. Yes. Imagine that scene when he got home. And you're a great guy. You're just a bad gambler.
Yeah.
Texas says, Borzell is reporting Cal reached out to a Syracuse transfer. He's a forward, LOL. Cal doesn't want any more guards, just 5 forwards and centers. You know what? It's a great point. Calipari wants to, he's like, you know what? This whole guard and shooting threes thing, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. Texter brings up a great point. Who had the most fun at Derby from the Diener Show? Was it Blank? Was it Process? Or was it Double D? Texter says, did he crap his underwear or Bob's?
That's a good great text. We also,
that's a great text.
Just looking at Jeff Borzillo's Twitter feed, yeah, we also have some other breaking news.
Oh, do we? All right, what kind of breaking news do we have?
Luke Murray found a job.
Oh, nice. Where's he going?
UConn.
Hey, good for him. Luke Murray going to UConn. Good for him.
Honestly, a little shocked by it.
Yeah, no, I thought he would go to Marist.
Yeah.
I thought he would go to Marist. And I apologize for Maris. I wasn't trying to crap on them. Look at that, Luke Murray.
Apparently him and Danny Hurley have a
friendship.
History, yeah.
Ah, there you go. Texas says, Dwayne Lucas is a better person to do it than Jackass Harlow. Texas says, people in the infield would know Jack Harlow. People in the seats would know Lucas. Texas says, Process said he stole Portnoy's glasses. Process this weekend went Russian on us, didn't he? He's a lost cause. With the Diener Show. He's fully ingrained now. And I even offered
him.
He's
been compromised.
And here's the thing. I even offered him to do an NFL draft recap today. You want to tape something? Do you want to do a segment? I mean, Mitch, what do I do? I'm like, just get on there and beep out curse words.
There's nothing else you can do.
Crushing the NFL. Yeah, and he doesn't want to do it. He had a rose in his mouth taking pictures. I mean, the rose in the mouth, the blank rose in the mouth with Gunter Brewer is the Mona Lisa. I mean, it, right? It's the Mona Lisa. If Louisville football ever, if Gunter Brewer and Scat are here and they have a college game day, I'm getting that picture blown up and it's going to make college game day. You understand that? We'll pay someone to be there at you know, 5 a.m. to stand in line to make sure that happens.
I think he's full of bleep in a lot of instances.
I don't think he fist pumped the governor either.
It's so crazy that I think he did. I think he's actually telling the truth.
I don't believe that he fist pumped the governor.
That's such a bad job on our government. Like, allowing our governor to be that close to this guy who calls himself the process, who's going to his first derby ever in a really nice area of, you know, seating, being able to fist pump the governor and say,
and he made a $2 bet.
Run
that,
it back.
That grilled you as well. He made a $2 win bet or whatever on Medina Spirit.
But then again, I can't say anything.
You didn't win anything.
Because I didn't win anything.
Yeah. Yeah. What was his payout on $2? Like, I have absolutely no idea.
$23 or something like that.
Texas says, does Coach Brew now work at 680? Yes. I'd love if that was the case. Nick should do that to Bob. Spring Gunter Brewer and see if Bob knows who it is. Hey, Gunter Brewer's coming. Oh, that's great. Let's take a break. On the other end, Brewer did say something about JV and Hawkins and an update to Kentucky basketball. Maybe some help on the way because, good God, Kentucky basketball is a mess. We'll talk about that next on this Monday. All right, I need to tell you about the Fitness Market. You can find them online, and you can do so right now at thefitnessmarket.com. I was on the old treadmill for a half an hour. Today I have a spirit treadmill from the Fitness Market. Seemingly, you know, everybody here has something from them, and they're fantastic. They pick up, they deliver, they assemble, they carry away, they do it all in many places in Kentucky and southern Indiana. Phone number 882-2694, 882-2694. And again, you can find them online, thefitnessmarket.com. Check out their Facebook page as well, and the two locations, Plantside Drive and the other on Westport Road. Family-owned business, been around now for more than two decades. All the treadmills, all the ellipticals, all the exercise bikes and electric bikes and rowing machines and much, much more. It's right there, and they can work with any budget. 882-2694. It's the Fitness Market, thefitnessmarket.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas makes a great point. Mitch told us the numbers, not the names. Yeah, yeah.
You want me to pronounce Redithrium? Like, the people who name these horses are ridiculous. Like, get a college education. I don't know what to tell you. Rodia Triumph. Like, what kind of horse name is that?
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, so Mitch butchered that SportsCenter. He knows it. He's getting the sound. Everyone knows it. We're getting the sound right now. Hey, a big thank you. Ferris and Lawn Care and Sports Turf, they hooked me up again this year, and my lawn's great. It's much better than all the neighbors. You want the greenest, healthiest grass, they got you covered. 245-9422. And right now, they're in the final days of that ESPN 2021 Spring Special where you get two free treatments with the entire Ferrison program. Do not wait. Call today and ask for the ESPN Louisville 2021 Spring Special. Again, 245-9422. All right, so I still have a ton left here that we need to try to get to in the next 30 minutes. We have a bunch of sound that we need to get to. I want to reiterate, obviously, the news of the weekend for me was Kentucky basketball just being an absolute mess right now. Chin Coleman, according to the Cat's Paws, Chin Coleman at Illinois has told Brett Underwood he's going to Kentucky. So the thought process is, I would imagine, in the next couple days, you get the full announcement, right? You get the Orlando Antigua Chin Coleman, and quite frankly, hopefully a damn press conference around here to hear from some of these coaches, because Kentucky basketball, they need to get going. I mean, they're like Louisville football a couple weeks ago. You need to get going. They got to get going. They got to get some players. They got to get some excitement. They got to get someone that makes Kentucky fans feel like they're not going to stink, because this roster right now is nowhere near good enough. Mitch, did you find your sports center? How bad was it? What happened?
I did, and I apologize to our friends at Beer Nose. That was... I love your guys' pizza.
Was it just at the beginning where you messed up, or was it the whole time?
No, it was... So, we have a group chat with producers.
Yes.
And I threw that Luke Murray news in there, you know, just trying to help your boy Patty Ice over there. You know, he's very,
right.
He's very swamped with things, and he might, if he wants to put it in his next sports center. Well, I was saying the Chin Coleman news in the sports center, and I realized I didn't have like a capper to it.
Right. So you just
So I just sunk. I just sunk.
All right.
I just sunk.
Let's hear it. Let's go.
The Cat's Paws' Chris Fisher reporting that Illinois assistant Chin Coleman has informed head coach Brad Underwood he's leaving for Kentucky. Coleman, this has been reported for a couple of weeks.
Oh.
Also in coaching changes news. I didn't know what else to say. Because I know nothing about Chin Coleman.
It hadn't been. You should have said there. It's easy now. We're all, you know, Monday morning quarterbacking. You should have just made it up. Coleman's been with the Illini program for 4 years.
I should have.
No one would have known. Someone would have fact-checked you, but 99.9% of the people were like, oh, that's fine. They're listening passively. Like, people are just listening for you to do that. You know that.
Oh, I know.
I did creep over to 93.9, and I just heard Blank give a Teddy Bridgewater take. And
why?
I just thought, would he give it up? How does his head not explode?
I don't know.
Like, you don't need to hear that for the 900th time.
I feel like Ennis's head exploded over the weekend when the Buccaneers drafted Kyle Trask, but...
Oh, he doesn't... Why does he not like Kyle Trask?
I don't know. I don't like Kyle Trask.
I thought Dez Fitzpatrick, you got a chance to play, big boy. You're on a good team, right? If you're 2-2 Atwell, you went second round. I mean, I'm giving you an offensive whiz kid, whether you believe that or not. I'm giving you Matthew Stafford and Sean McVay, perfect weather in L.A., right?
It
didn't even rhyme. Like, I mean, 2-2 Atwell didn't go to, you know, these primitive offensive teams. So, you know, and he went in the second round. Did you happen to pull the sound of your boy Process?
No, but I can real quickly. He admitted he was wrong, by the way, this morning.
He did. He admitted that he was wrong. What did he say? That he was going to be a fourth-round pick because of his speed or whatever it was? So I don't know how the guys are going to work out. I mean, Jamin Davis, listen, I hate Washington, and I'm not a huge Ron Rivera. I like Ron Rivera. I think he's a leader of men. I just don't know. Like, I think they'll be fine for a couple years, and then he'll wear its welcome out. I don't think he's going to figure out the quarterback position. But I expect Jamin Davis to make a lot of plays. I really do. And then Calvin Joseph, I don't know. I don't think much of the Dallas Cowboys. But, I mean, that's a place where if he plays relatively well, he'll get time on the field, because their defensive back position has been gross. And so they wanted Sertan. They wanted, you know, the Horn kid. They wanted one of the top DBs. They didn't get it. They move back and they get a second shelf guy like Calvin Joseph. The only thing that worries me about Calvin Joseph is a lot of those stats and things were against Tennessee. And I mean that, like, if you were watching the draft, it's like, well, there's a lot of Tennessee here. And we know what people think of Tennessee football, especially their offense last year.
I did love when he got drafted. They were showing the highlights or whatever. And Mel Kiper was like, yeah, Kel Joseph was one of the very few people to intercept Mac Jones. Alabama's Mac Jones. I just remember that interception being like,
was it sad? It had to be.
It was like
46-3.
Kentucky was down like that. And Kelvin Joseph intercepted Mac Jones.
Hey, it counts.
And he just pulled Mac Jones out of the game.
When they're doing the B roll, it's Mac Jones throwing that pick, man. That's all that matters. Let's go ahead and hear process from last week. Go ahead.
I mean, I think that 149 pounds knocks him out of the first 2 days. I think that makes him a fourth, fifth round pick. Honestly, it's such a huge deal.
And here was process this morning.
2-2 going in the second and Dez going in the fourth.
Anywhere.
Was absurd. And Javian not getting drafted.
That's what surprised me.
I missed on all of those hard. I couldn't believe it.
And you made a great point. He doesn't win any Monday Night Football bets. He lost all of his money the Diener gave him, right, in the shady gambling account. Right. And he was wrong on the draft. Texas says Javian Hawkins has a chance to play for the Falcons. They have Mike Davis and straight bums after him. The guys that get picked up, I never know. Like Goldwire, I don't know. Like guys that get drafted late, I don't know. We'll see. I'm talking about the guys at the front end of the draft. I put this on Twitter. And if Strebel's back in, which he should be tomorrow, I want to get with him. By the way, Death in the Family, Strebel's not avoiding you guys crushing him over UK basketball. He's going to face the damn music on Monday. What was I talking about? Draft-wise, what was I talking about?
The undrafty, the guys who signed deals.
I just have no idea. Let's do the Javian Hawkins sound real quick, if you don't mind. Gunter Brewer was on this morning with Diener, and I don't know. I got to be honest. I don't know if this is interesting or not. I'm having difficult gauging it. The title of the clip is Javian going undrafted and says he needs to mature more. And, I mean, listen, he was a coach on the team. He would know. Go ahead.
Having just had a cup of coffee in that league, I just know how much they look at certain things, service maturity and things of that nature. And that was one of the things that knew coming out with him, that he came out early and needed a little more paint on that canvas. You know, he painted a good picture, but it wasn't finished. Like these other two had quite a bit more in their story than some of the others. So I think that was part of it. And running backs are deep. You know, there's so many of them out there that it's hard. Now, we know what we've got, and they got a steal. So hopefully he'll be able to make himself some money and make a team. But I think he's very talented, and as he matures, I think he'll be fine.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. I find it to be interesting because – I mean, essentially, Gunter Brewer is saying that Javian Hawkins had maturity issues. I don't know, right? I mean, that's not something that we ever heard. He was their lead back. He was their lead back until, what, the last game or two? How many games did he miss? The last game he played was Virginia Tech.
So I think it was two. He missed the Syracuse and the Wake Forest game, I think, then.
Yeah.
Because I was about to ask you, he was the first opt-out, right?
And then 2-2 was after that. And so I don't know if that's what he's referring to. I can imagine coaches do not like that. I think the reason Javian Hawkins did not get drafted is how the NFL views running backs. I think it's very clear. Now, with that being said, him still going seven rounds and not being drafted is a surprise. So I'm not sugarcoating it. I am very surprised that he was not taken. And the running backs that were taken in front, I mean, there's guys you have no idea. I mean, the Giants took one, Mitch, in the fourth, fifth round. I don't even know his name. Is it Duckworth? I don't know what the hell his name is.
Oh, from TCU. Yeah,
no, it's not TCU. No, I don't think it's not TCU. Yeah, there it is. No, that's what I'm saying. You get to that point. Texas says he needs to be able to tackle. I mean, that's fine. I don't think anyone thinks that he's going to be a starter in the NFL or his job secure or anything like that. I was surprised, and I don't know what he needs to get more mature means. I don't know if it's something, I don't know if it ended poorly there, that he just wanted to get away. I don't know. You want to save your body. You can tell the team is, I mean, at that point, I mean, listen, he leaves. They're 2-5 when he walks away. So he missed four games there. Is that right? I need to go back. We need to watch that. Was he injured? I don't want to say he was injured for a game. So I don't know. We'll see. As he matures, I mean, to me, you're saying he was lacking maturity. yet he was your lead back, your focal back. I wonder what goes in to something like that. So we shall see. I think they went to fine places. I'm not too I don't get too pumped up, just given that I don't know what every roster looks like, right? So Landon Young goes somewhere, like, I'm like, I don't know what your roster looks like, what the depth is going to be. I know Kentucky's doing a lot of bragging about it. Six picks is great, and now it needs to, you know, now you need to get that many wins if you can. 437-9680. Okay, we opened the show, and it's worth mentioning again. And Mitch, do I need to take another break here? I don't need, okay, because I want to go here to the top of the hour if I can't, you know, or 55 or whatever. We're doing this on the air because I can't talk to Mitch any other way because I'm solo hosting today. Streep will be back tomorrow. The news coming down that Chin Coleman, assistant there at Illinois, has told Brad Underwood, according to the Cat's Paws, that he is leaving Illinois and going to be joining the Kentucky staff. That goes along with the news last week before the Terrence Clark tragedy, obviously. And so we've been sitting around, actually a week and a half. I mean, we've been sitting around now for Orlando Antigua. And the thought process is that that is going to happen this week. I think the story there is one of those stories that just now progresses it a little bit. And that's Calipari's going in and taking two big recruiting guns from Brad Underwood in Illinois. That's what it is. Period. Stop. And it's John Calipari, full bending of the knee, okay, that he's got to get assistance in that can get better players. And that has been the plea from Kentucky fans. I made the analogy in hour number one. I bought a house, me and my wife, 7 years ago. When I bought the house, Texas has no maturity in the physical sense. That could be it. Yeah, that could be it. That's fine. People are crushing you. It's been reported for a couple weeks.
I know, but it hasn't.
It literally hasn't. This is new news with Chin Coleman. But we bought a house 7 years ago, and it was a mess then. It was a fixer-upper. And it no longer is a mess. And that's Kentucky basketball. It's a mess right now. It doesn't have to be a mess in a couple weeks. It doesn't have to be a mess in a couple months. It may take even more time. It doesn't have to be a mess when we get things going in October, November. But right now, it's a mess. A few weeks ago, when we were talking about Louisville football, it was a mess recruiting-wise. Since then, Scott Satterfield has added some guys, probably had some quiet commitments, and like, guys, let's go ahead and put this out on social media. We need to get this baby going. That's a great PR move if that's the case. Kentucky, just like I said about Louisville football, Kentucky basketball needs to get going. And John Calipari, if you're a Kentucky fan, the thought process that this guy's going to play a different way, that he's going to update his firmware, and he's going to be playing shooting threes and playing what we would call a modern style of basketball. What Strebel said, who's the guy, Nate Oates at Alabama, has passed Cal by. The game has passed Cal by. Well, right now, he doesn't have any guards. Right now, he doesn't have any guards, and what has happened to him not having any quarterbacks, because, you know, it's a point guard, not having any point guards is just stunning. And the Nolan Hickman decommitment, we had Travis Branham on earlier, and he thinks the homesickness is real, that he's going to go Pac-12, that he's going to go somewhere close to home, that it's not going to be across the country. And Mitch, I swear to you, I mean this. I think Cal needs to stop going out west. I mean, every time he goes out west, not every time, because I know there are examples, but it seems like all the negative reaction is some guy coming from the West Coast. And what Kentucky has right now on their roster is not good enough. It's an embarrassment. John Calipari has been embarrassed this season and this offseason. And he knows it. And that's why he made the power move to go get Orlando Antigua and Chin Coleman. And those guys need to come in and make their money ASAP. Period. End of discussion. They got to come in here, in my estimation, get at least two notable. I mean, you need to get your entire backcourt. I mean, right now. And I want to be fed Dante Allen. Until Kentucky, until John Calipari buys into Dante Allen, I don't see Dante. I mean, listen, we can put him in rotation, but that's like me selling you Louisville and Mike James. You buying that? Hey, Mitch, you got four guards. You don't need to worry about another guard. You have Mike James coming in. You have Mike James coming in. I mean, come on. Come on. I think Kentucky's going to get the kid from Iowa. I think there's a chance Davion Mintz comes back. Travis Branham thinks that might happen. I don't know. But Kentucky's got to get going. Just like Louisville football a couple weeks ago, they got to get going. The difference with all this is the way that everything has changed with the transfer game and everything else. It's knocked the entire timing process completely haywire. And I want to be clear. I think there, and obviously, there's a ton of time. But I don't think Kentucky fans have the blanket trust in Cal that they used to have. That they used to have. Not that that won't happen. I'm not saying that it won't happen. If the kid from Minnesota, who I think is going pro at this point, I mean, Ty Washington is, would you say 50-50 at best? I mean, if you give me Davion Mintz.
I feel like no one really knows on Ty Washington.
If you give me Davion Mintz is coming back, and then the shooter from, CJ Frederick, the kid who averaged 7 a game in a backup role at Iowa, guys, that ain't going to be good enough. Not going to be good enough. You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. And Nolan Hickman gave up valuable real estate, and that is, you know, I can say potentially the starting guard, but a guard who was going to get major minutes at Kentucky. Right now, if he transferred to, I don't know, Washington's roster, or if he transferred to USC and their roster, I don't know their rosters, but I guarantee they have more point guards than John Calipari does right now. I know he's walking into more of a competitive environment right now than he is at Kentucky. And again, I understand things may change. But this kid walked away from being the only guard, the only point guard, I should say. They obviously have guards at Kentucky. And so I think Kentucky fans right now are nervous. Now you got to find we're already talking about you having to find a damn good guard. Now you need to go find two guards. And I know like the Georgia Tech kid, Alvarado, his name's out there. I mean, he shot 5% from three-point range or something like that. I mean, he was a fine player. Sell that one to Rummage and Maben. The Georgia Tech guy. Oh, the Georgia Tech guy. I mean, come on. 437-9680. Texas says, what excuses will KSR Andy say later today? I'm not making excuses for Kentucky. Not at all. I'm not making one excuse for Kentucky. Kentucky fans should be upset. Kentucky fans should be worried. And if Kentucky fans are not just, believe in Cal, that's totally fine because you just won 9 games. You just won 9 games. I mean, imagine if Keon Brooks left and Davion Mintz left. I mean, you're talking about needing 3 starters this late in the game. Yeah, at least, and that's giving you that Jacob Toppin gets a lot better. If he doesn't, you need 4. I mean, what are we doing here? I mean, it's. I feel like here's what I find interesting. If this were the NBA or NFL, you'd say, you know, you could, you know, try to get the number one pick. Right? Like we talk, like, I don't know what Kentucky fans don't want to suck like they did last year. But I don't know if there's an in-between with Cal. I don't know. Like I feel like he's either going to nail this or they're going to have CJ Frederick. Texas says a lot of people think Brooks is going to leave. I have no idea. That's been out there for how many months?
Months.
It's been out there there since before the season ended with Keon Brooks. Why is going to Indiana? The Indiana thing's going to happen. Okay, well, Indiana, their roster is full right now. So they're going to have to kick somebody off. I know we've talked a lot about it today. I don't know another way to really put it other than they got to get going. And it is – what is sad is Nolan Hickman decommits. And everybody, every Kentucky fan, every Louisville fan, any media member not paying attention to the Kentucky Derby, every single one. Says, well, I mean, they told the kid he wasn't going to get much playing time, and Cal's got something up his sleeve, which, by the way, might happen. That's not what happened over the weekend. Kentucky didn't have something up their sleeve. Nolan Hickman caught them by surprise. That doesn't happen to Cal many times. Maybe Zion, maybe another time or two, right? Who is the kid that Marcus Bolden?
Wiseman,
everyone knew he was going to Memphis because of Penny. I mean, Penny had done the work, right? I mean, there's probably two or three instances. I don't know. I'm guessing it's a small number of instances where Cal's caught off guard. That was this weekend. So I think he's going to go out and get somebody. But for me to automatically buy it after coming off a 9-win season, after being after not buying in, I don't think seriously to a new way to play basketball and getting a guy that was good at West Virginia and getting a player from Davidson and selling me a backup from Iowa, a program we make fun of with Fran McCaffrey, who averaged 7 a game. Kentucky fans, I mean, Strebel ain't going to buy it. Some Kentucky fans will. The jock sniffers will. They buy anything. They buy any player. Texter, Bill Gates is getting a divorce.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
When does he get married? Of course, I guess he was married, what, years and years
ago?
He's
been married for, like decades.
Yeah. Texter says, Cal's done. He's been done. Okay. I mean, that's fine. Texter says, Andy's shooting it straight right now with BBM. My most diehard UK friends are 100% worried. Listen, my biggest difference between Kentucky and Louisville basketball fans is Kentucky basketball fans are realistic here. Not all the time. Not, in fact, not most of the time. Not 99.9% of the time. But they are here. We still need to get to Mitch, and we didn't today. Do we know who does the site inside? It's the inside. Is Inside College Hoops the
Hoops Inside?
Hoops Inside. It's predominantly Kentucky and Louisville stuff, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure who actually runs.
We don't know.
Account.
It's a it's a magic person. We don't know. We don't know if it's a man, woman, alien. We have no idea.
Could be Strebel for all we know.
No, it's way too much work for him. Did he even do the quickies this weekend?
He did.
Did he do the quickies?
He actually did. Nolan Hickman edition of the quickies.
Oh, he did the Noah Hickman. Well, I want to get into this tomorrow. Whoever this unknown writer is at Hoops Insight talked about how Louisville needs a dynamic playmaking guard. Yeah. Yes. Listen, Louisville fans, there's some Louisville fans that don't agree with that. I mean, I got told how great Jared West was. So I don't know if Louisville can do that. I don't know how. It's much like the Calipari effect here. Who can you get right now that's good enough, and then who can you get to compile talent that you're not pissing off your other talent? I have absolutely no idea. I have no idea. Mitch, you want to play a couple pieces of sound here to end, yeah, end today? How does that sound?
We also never got to Kentucky football scheduling a game against Georgia Southern 8 years from now.
It's embarrassing. Mark Stoops' out-of-conference scheduling is embarrassing. It's embarrassing. We all know it. It's embarrassing.
You know, you still saw a lot of funny hats and a lot of beautiful women in short dresses, so it was a good day.
That's the thing, and Lachlan McClain just showed up. My goodness, the tips are looking – it's not good.
I don't know who that is.
Weather's on the ones. Oh, you did it again? Second year in a row.
How does Megan Devine – by the way, we never got into that. I mean, her boyfriend proposing on, like, her busiest work day.
Yeah, that's a bad – I agree with you and Louie on that's a bad job.
But it's majestic. But it's still – I mean, she's got to work the entire day.
Right.
Like 12, 13 hours.
I mean, it's not a terrible work situation, but still, yes.
Yeah, but if you were going out with a young lady and you and I don't know, like let's pretend she's a surgeon. Okay, now that'd be a great thing for you. I would love that for you. I'd be jealous in many ways.
I would not be working right here.
Or you just do it because you got nothing else to do. Right. Look at there goes Blank and Ennis. Look at them. There they go, scowling at me. To hell with you two. But if you date a surgeon and she's getting ready to operate on Barack Obama, and that's in that morning you decide, you know what, now's the time that I need to engage. Right. To get engaged. I mean, that's what this guy did. Yeah. This is her Super Bowl, man. What are we doing right now?
I don't know. Ugh. We try to get him on for tomorrow. Ask him these.
Yes, actually, I'm more interested.
No,
I mean,
idea.
Who else are we going to have on tomorrow?
I don't know.
What the hell do we do tomorrow?
There's nothing. There's hardly nothing today. Chin Coleman almost saved us there at the
Chin
end.
Chin Coleman almost, but we don't know a damn thing about Chin Coleman. I didn't know Chin Coleman existed until 3 weeks ago. I had no
idea who Chin Coleman was.
I had no idea. Look at the benches on these stats. You don't know who they are. Give me one or two pieces of sound. We got a ton of sound. We'll play it all on Friday. I mean, the sound sheet's so full today.
Bashir Boud, we can dive into that.
Let's dive
into that. Is that becoming, like, the Roger Goodell thing? Because Bevin was up there as well.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's booed.
Yeah, but it's the Roger Goodell.
I would have booed him.
Nolan Hickman, I would have booed Bevin probably. Fair and balanced, baby. There we go.
That's one reason I would have booed him. The main reason is, I mean, get your unemployment in order. That man will never get a vote for me in any election ever again just for that situation. So there you go.
I just want to make sure I didn't sit on it.
That's some good sound for whatever. But I've met him. Nice guy. He came to Louisville Slugger Field on the campaign.
Threw out the first pitch.
I don't remember if he did or not, but he came out to the ball. I think his son did.
Okay.
Came out on the campaign trail a couple of years ago. Very nice guy. Talked to him for a little while. We'll never vote for him ever, ever. So.
You know what I love about that, Mitch? That Kern has the strongest opinion on politics, but what? not any of the fun no. stuff like sports. He could not say Louisville got blown out by Clemson or Alabama. He had to sugarcoat it.
But
if it's Bashir, then he crushed him, which I love. I'm just confused by it. That's the Kern we need. Give us one more before we get out of here. It's 6 o'clock.
My top three picks finished third, fourth, and second. Sigh. At least I won a few show bets. He definitely took down somebody. He must have gotten so much crap for that tweet from people who read it like I did. He took it down because it's not up here anymore.
I almost want to put I'm glad
other people saw it. So it's not like, oh, Bob's always picking on Locke. I'm not. It just jumps out at me. Even that
is that not on brand?
A few show bets.
I was gonna say, is that the most Lachlan McClain bet ever to win a bunch of show bets? I almost want to put that up as a Twitter poll. Is the show bet the most Lachlan McClain bet ever? Thanks, Jack.
Ass kicked in this race because I didn't think Baffert's was going to win. Why I got my ass kicked? Because I was wrong. There you go. It's not that hard. You put those three words together. When they're three words, wrong. That's all you got to say, and then you move on. But no, he's not wrong. He was right. He was right, even though he wasn't. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. I was married to it. All right, we got to get out of here. What's coming up on the bonus hour? Anything good? What do we got here?
I believe Gunter Brewer on with Diener Show. Issel and Pratt talk about the Hickman decommitment. And
that's a short segment. Yeah. What's that, 3 minutes?
13 minutes, actually.
Pratt and Issel talk for 13 minutes about Nolan Hickman.
I
would have had the under. I would have pounded the under there, Mitch. I would have lost my entire money. All right. So we're out of here today. Big Rig should be back at it tomorrow. Texas says, is Bashir Snakebin?
Bet River Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself. Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.